Going into 2020, man, we are already 5 months deep into it, and I can't hardly believe that. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you exactly the best marketing strategies for your self-publishing business in 2020. And if you're not utilizing any of these, you are greatly hindering the growth of your brand. So you're going to want to make sure you stay tuned to today's podcast.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, episode number 54. I've been doing this for over a year. What? That is absolutely insane. And you know what else is insane? That I actually have the pleasure of announcing a sponsorship that has been a long time in the works. I had actually heard about it some time ago, and I've actually been friends with some of the folks over there at Lulu. We are officially exclusively sponsored by Lulu. Are you interested in independent publishing? Have you heard of Lulu? They've been in the game for a long time, providing high-quality printing for low cost and more ways than ever to connect with your audience. Best of all, everything on Lulu is completely free to use. There's no upfront costs. There's no hidden fees. It's just great print on demand to help you get the most out of your book. Just visit the sponsored link at daleinks.com/Lulu to set up your free account today and try it for yourself. And just a heads up, this is kind of a side note. This is off of my little ad right here. If you've heard of Lulu before, you may have seen a different version of them. They just launched a brand new site. It is really cool. I got to actually beta test it a little over a year ago. And then when they circled back around to me right about October to November, they were saying, hey, we're getting ready to launch this. And sadly, because of this whole quarantine issue, the pandemic, it really kind of slowed them down. So now they're officially launched. There's been a bit of hiccups inside the system, but for the most part, they're really trying to fix a lot of those issues and start to move forward. So I'm just going to say this, very proud of the team over at Lulu. A big shout out to Chelsea Bennett. She is the bee's knees. She's awesome. I really like her. All right, so we're going to be talking about the best marketing strategies in 2020. In fact, I'm actually going to give you 5 ways, but the first thing we need to address is the problem. I like to discuss this when we first come into things because a lot of people don't realize that there is a problem. The problem is a lot of indie authors out there believe if they just publish your books, put it onto the Amazon marketplace, or they put it over onto Lulu, or they put it over to Barnes & Noble, wherever it might be, they think that simply by publishing it, they're going to profit hand and fist. And that, you know, I think it was Johnny Andrews once said that a gorilla in a diaper is going to be raining down money from the clouds. And that's not necessarily the case. In fact, it's become more noisier than ever because, well, people are starting to realize self-publishing is a very viable system to get involved in. So with that said, where we used to publish some things online and would profit big time, now it requires some more attention, some more energy, and something beyond just publishing and praying for the sales. And that's why you need to have a good solid marketing strategy. You know, I'm just going to give you 5 effective marketing strategies for self-publishing in 2020. This doesn't mean this is the only way to do marketing. I feel like if I were to do a full marketing podcast episode, we'd be here for the next 8 hours. I kind of like to keep that below 15 to 20 minutes if we can kind of help it. So that way you can enjoy this on your commute to work or while you're working out or while you're working and lurking. So at any rate, here it is. And in no special order, honestly, I just whipped them together really fast. Number one, email newsletter swaps. Now, you may have heard the term swaps before, and it might actually have a bit of a negative connotation involved in it because you heard somebody say review swaps are bad. Okay, swaps got a bad reputation when it came to review swaps. And if you're not familiar with the review swaps, it's a quid pro quo system where one author has a book and they want to get reviews on it. And then another wants the same thing. So each author exchanges those books and they each review each other's books. Well, it became a really interesting system because there was a lot of people that found, oh, okay, well, if I can do that, let me just go ahead and hire a virtual assistant, and then virtual assistants will go ahead and just swap fake reviews on everything, and hence became the bad thing with review swaps. Now, let's not be confused, though. This type of swap is good. Now, you're probably thinking, oh, no, Dale. I already made my email newsletter. There's no way am I giving someone access to my email newsletter. Good news. You don't have to give people access to your email newsletter. This is how it works. You would essentially get a hold of one author. And you would both agree to like a quid pro quo style system in which you would share, say, an upcoming book launch of theirs. In exchange, they will share it inside their newsletter for yours. So this is kind of a really nice system of, you know, the old saying of the rising tide raises all boats. Well, this holds true when it comes to doing the marketing. So I honestly, this is, it was mind-blowing to me. I think I seen it a few years ago, and unfortunately, there was just a lot of people being very stingy about it. But now I think a lot more people are starting to realize that when you collaborate with another author within your niche, you're going to be helping out yourself as well as delivering additional value to your current email newsletter audience. So rather than you bloviating about yourself over and over and over in every single newsletter, it's a good change of pace that you say, hey, I know author X, and author X is fantastic. He actually writes about the same things that I do. In fact, actually, he's doing a pre-order right now over on Amazon. You can get it dirt cheap. I highly recommend this person. And with that being said, don't do an email newsletter swaps just because you're like, ah, well, Dale said it was going to be really, really successful. This is a long game thing. So whether you have 6 subscribers or you have 6,000 subscribers or more, this is still a long game thing. Now, you're going to want to build a relationship with the other author and maybe consider doing some more exchanges instead of just one and trickle it out over due time. So take your time on email newsletter swaps. Collaborate with as many authors as you can. One of the best ways to do it is just find somebody within your niche. Get a hold of their contact information. It might be inside their book. It could be on their website. It could be on their social media. Get a hold of them. Let them know who you are. And also let them know what exactly you have in mind. I would say don't spend time inside your email saying, you know, hey, I really love you and, you know, your books are the greatest thing. And you don't need to butter up to them. Be very brief about things. Hey, I see that you have X following and you and I share so much in common. In fact, I saw your one book and this makes me think of my own. Hey, while we think about it, I believe that we would benefit greatly in collaborating through an email newsletter swap. And at that point, just wait for the answer back. Actually, it was not too long ago, I actually had another fitness author get a hold of me. And God bless him. I've abandoned my fitness brand a long time back. And I had to tell him that, like, hey, look, I'm kind of focused more on the self-publishing with Dale brand. But that just kind of goes to show, though, he'd actually reached out to a number of other authors to do this as well. He saw the value in email newsletter swaps. And the cool thing is, it doesn't have to cost you a dime. There are a lot of email newsletter services like MailerLite or MailChimp that come for free up to a certain number of subscribers. Or you can look at some more premium options like ActiveCampaign. One of my favorites is SendFox. You can even upgrade on MailChimp. There's so many that we can jump into that'd be an entire different broadcast, but the free options are out there. So I'd say definitely look into it. And also take a look. A good friend of mine, Evan Gao, has a site called Story Origin. And that actually is built around one of the features is doing the newsletter swap. So I would recommend go take a look at Story Origin, and that's actually spelled storyorg.in. And you can take a look at that. All right, so next one up in number 2, influencer outreach. All right, so we are now in the age of influencer marketing. And what do you mean by influencer, Dale? These are going to be people that have a following of more than about 1,000 followers on their given social platform, be it Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all the likes of that. Now, influencer outreach is going to include you reaching out to these folks. And This might not come free. There's some occasions that you can get it for free, but most occasions when someone is looking to, say, promote their book, and an influencer knows that they stand to financially gain something out of that, then there needs to be, of course, an exchange, a value exchange. Sure, you could send a free copy of your book to an influencer in hopes that they will go ahead and maybe hang it up in their background of their YouTube videos, maybe give you a shout out in one of their blog posts. But I want to be realistic that it's going to probably cost something. Now, before you start plunking down all your hard-earned money, you're probably starting to kind of wonder, well, how much is this going to run and who's going to be worth it? You need to pay attention to first, do they make sense? Does their audience align with the content that you're putting out? So as a, for instance, I could say, if I'm promoting my fitness book, I could reach out to an Instagram fitness model of some sort and let them know about how they align with my particular home workout plan. It wouldn't make sense if I had my Werebear Shapeshifter romance book and I would approach that fitness model, because they're going to probably be like, no, that makes no sense. You don't want to get it to where you are going to water down some influencer's brand or just pay them off so they'd share you, because it needs to, of course, make sense and the audience needs to connect with that. I want to point out there actually was one, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago over on YouTube. There's a platform called StoryAd that's spelled S-T-O-R-I-A-D. StoryAd is actually an outreach. It's more than that. It's almost like social media marketing for books. You know, like if you're looking for doing book marketing, but they actually have a directory of people you can reach out to between bloggers and websites and different services, and it all integrates into like some of the email. Now, I'm doing a little bit more deeper diving, and this past week I was able to play around with it, put a title into the actual thing, and next thing I'm going to probably do is do some outreach through their dashboard. StoryAd does have a free option, but they also have an upgraded option that will give you more access to the directory to reach out to other people. So just a heads up, it's not entirely free, but I think it runs about like a buck per day, like $35 per month. It's not too terrible. You visit dalelinks.com/storyad. That's S-T-O-R-I-A-D. Right. Number three. No surprise. I just got done doing and hosting, and emceeing an online event called People of Video. So why is it surprising that I would say video? Video is the way to go. All right. Listen, authors, get out from behind your keyboard, all right? Actually, stay behind your keyboard. You can just put your camera right in front of you. Start to communicate with people, and you can start to build that know, like, and trust factor in your readers and your followers when they can finally see the whites of your eyes. Now, if for some reason you're like, Dale, I don't like to be on camera, totally cool. I can actually point out a great situation, a good example, and someone would be going to be collaborating with in the very near future. Her name's Anne Manera. Anne actually is a coloring book artist. Now, she will put together the artwork, and then she actually colors these things online. She does coloring camps. She does online tutorials, things like that. And here's the cool thing. She does it all on Facebook. She's grown this massive following, and she also has a great membership service that this following can kind of subscribe to. And even if they don't, they can still get some great value in her stuff. And here's the cool thing. No one ever sees Anne except for her hands. They hear her voice. They hear her dogs barking in the background. Either way, she has grown this massive community by doing video. And I just highly recommend that you look into doing video in some capacity. And, you know, if you're just kind of overwhelmed at all the options, think about where your audience is most likely to get together. One of the easiest ways to go, YouTube. I mean, it is one of the second most used search engines online next to Google. And quite frankly, I'm just a little bit more biased when it comes to YouTube because it's obviously served me well. But you can also look into other platforms. So if you're a business professional, maybe look into LinkedIn. Maybe if you're looking to build out your community in a different way, Facebook could be another way because they have Facebook Live. They also have something that's called Facebook for Creators, which is where you can actually monetize your brand through video. So many options you can take advantage of. I'd recommend when it comes to video, keep it simple. You can use your iPhone or your Android. If you've got a webcam on your dash, go for it. Use that. Get going on video. It can be absolutely dead simple and free. Just don't overcomplicate things. Number four, I already said this one in the past bullet point, but it is Facebook groups. Kind of crazy to hear me say that, right? I am going bullish on Facebook groups, and this is the reason why. It is one of the easiest ways to grow your following, not just on social media, but also on Facebook, but also beyond that. And it's through organic reach. You don't have to spend any money to grow your Facebook group. And the hardest part is, first of all, A, building awareness of your group, and B, increasing activity. I've got a video series that's launching over on the YouTube channel. In fact, as you're listening to this, part three is probably going to be rolling out. But today, as of the point that I'm recording this, part two is coming out of the Facebook groups series. I would recommend that you do this, and especially if it's niche specific. So as a, for instance, let's say that you are into prepper fiction. One of the greatest things you can probably do is think about the keywords for people that are looking up this type of content. Title the group accordingly. So that way when people are on Facebook and they're searching up something, your group comes up. Now, the key to making your group growing and getting activity and engagement is get it to where you're talking with your community. That you're putting relevant questions, post videos in there. See, I'm going back to the old video thing. I said we were going to kind of bounce back and forth between three and four here. Get it to where you can assign maybe some trusted people to become moderators into your group and have them post on other days of the week. And with Facebook groups, here's the beauty of it. As you start to grow and the engagement will start to send signals to Facebook's algorithm that there's some type of relevancy to this group, and it's going to recommend additional members, and it's going to keep on picking up. It's like a snowball effect. It'll keep rolling and rolling and rolling until finally, boom, it just takes off. And it'll take some time. It's a long game thing. I had some authors that were like, oh my gosh, my group's not growing. Okay, how many members do you have? I've got about 100 or so. And I'm like, okay, so how long have you been doing it? Oh, about a few months. Few months? If you've been doing it for 3 months and you got 100 followers, you know, inside your group, fantastic. Now the key is going to be engaging them. And it's going to take some trial and error and a little bit of patience. Speaking of patience, I need you to be patient for a moment here with me as I just do a couple quick plugs. And I'm going to give you the final best marketing strategy for 2020. I want to let you know that every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime on YouTube, you can go to dalelinks.com/live. We actually have a live broadcast. It's always fun to interact with everybody. If you can join me on the weekends and all throughout the month of May 2020, we're going to be talking more about marketing and promotion for your self-published books. You're going to want to make sure you tune in to each one of the broadcasts. And also, as you're listening to this on your favorite podcasting platform, did you know I actually record this the week prior on twitch.tv/self-publish? Yeah, that's right. You can actually watch me record the episode. I actually jibber-jab a little bit ahead of time and a little bit after that. You actually get to see me put together the episode and where exactly I upload it. And we have a little bit of fun in the process. But let's just say, for instance, you're like, Dale, no, I'm cool listening to it. I don't want all that extra stuff. Well, here's the cool thing. You can now watch and listen to the podcast over on my new YouTube channel, the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast YouTube channel. You can go over to dalelinks.com/YouTube podcast to subscribe to the podcast on YouTube today. All right, here is the final tip when it comes to the five effective marketing strategies for promoting your self-published book in 2020. So here it is. It's no surprise. I just have said this time and time and time again, but now I'm going to go ahead and repeat myself again. Amazon advertising. If you are publishing on Amazon's platform, you need Amazon advertising in your life. I've heard so many people saying it doesn't work. It's not effective. It's because you're doing it wrong. Sorry to say, if you've been plunking down hundreds of dollars and only selling one book, you're doing it wrong. And I know it's harsh to hear me say it. And you're probably like looking at me and maybe even on the broadcast going, I want to punch that guy's face for even saying I'm doing it right. I put in $100 per day, $1 per click, and it's I only have one sale and I've lost hundreds this month. Well, yeah, you're doing it wrong. And that's really what it comes down to it. Amazon advertising is the most dead simple, most cost-effective way if you really work your way around it and try to tiptoe your way into it. And that's the important thing. I say this a lot, but I'm going to say it again here on this podcast. If you're going to do any type of advertising, and most importantly on Amazon advertising, start low, go slow. I know, that nice little rhyme, it sounds like I came with it, but oddly enough, it fits. Start low, go slow. So when I say starting low, going slow, when you use Amazon advertising, you're going to start $1 to $10 per day, tops. You're going to use upwards of about 1,000 keywords, okay? No less than 100. 100 to 1,000 keywords in a single campaign, and you're going to put your clicks at about 10 to no more than 15 cents cost per click. You're gonna be like, oh, but Dale, I don't know. It's not gonna even get me any impressions. That's totally cool. It's all right. That's fine. We're looking for the low-hanging fruit because one of the important things we want to do is start to build relevancy in Amazon's search engine. And the way we build relevancy is we need to get more impressions. We need to get more clicks on our product page, and we need, more importantly, get more buys. And so that's why we want to start low and go slow, because we're going to find the low-hanging fruit, because when we find the low-hanging fruit, it's going to give us small victories, and it'll start to give us little indicators of what is resonating with the browsing customers. So we find that keyword that's at low click. We take that keyword, we build derivatives of it, we bid the same as what we did for those, and then we hopefully get more traffic back. And rinse and repeat. This is why I say it's the long game on this one. Start low, go slow. It'll take upwards of about 90 days for you to get really some good, firm traction on a specific ad. And some ads have some shelf life. They'll last, let's say, 3 to 6 months. I've had some that has lasted up to a year. But every now and then, they just run out of steam. And the nice thing is at least you'll be able to collect data from each of those campaigns that you've run over the course of that time and build larger and better campaigns based on the keywords that you find convert the best. And then rather than you throwing in, let's say, $1,000 per day on a campaign, $1 per click, and you're losing $1,000 per day, getting very little conversions, it's better that you start low, go slow, and start to increase and scale up as you start to get more and more victories. It's going to be a snowball effect on this one. It'll just continue to build up and build up and build up, and you'll be like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy. This book is doing really, really, really well. Alrighty, hey, as we start to wrap up today's podcast, I want to, of course, implore you, please subscribe to me or follow me on your preferred podcast platform and leave a review. It would be really awesome. I do check those reviews on Chartable, one of the ways I'm able to actually aggregate all the reviews from the different sites. And oddly enough, I actually have a full resource page on selfpublishingwithdale.com. It's actually all the podcasts that I shoot out to, including places like iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Podcasts, Blueberry, and so much more. I think I said Blueberry already, but I just might as well go ahead and say it again anyway. It has tickled me to death that you spend a little bit of time out your day, 23 minutes to be exact, to kind of talk about one of my favorite things and the best ways to market your book. And you know what? Stay tuned to the podcast because we're going to be talking more about that this month. So you're going to want to make sure you stay tuned till next week. This has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will talk to you later.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.